ATX2. KDATX2, clear.
KE8LAX, statewide 1.
You headed in to make the donuts there, Dean?
I couldn't sleep to save my life, so I'm taking the kid to school, and then I'm going to just shoot over there and hang out in the parking lot. There's some compliance training and HIPAA stuff and stuff they want me to do, so I'll just use their Wi-Fi in the parking lot and do the stuff in the car. Because if I try to go back to bed, good luck getting up in time. How you doing this morning, Tim?
Yeah, not too bad myself. I got up way too early, and I was actually thinking about going back for an hour or so. But, yeah, that makes sense. I know how that is. You know, you're up now. You might as well just go ahead and knock it out, I guess.
Yeah, I noticed you were going pretty early. I started seeing comments on the Discord, and I was like, oh, he is up early.
Yeah, for quite some time now, I've had two stage sleep. I get up and then I go back to bed. But lately, I've been stretching it out. And if it's like getting close to 3:34, this might be close enough not to have to go. Before, I was getting up like at 1:30 if I went to bed early, you know, relatively early. All depends on when you go to sleep, right? But I don't know. I really wish I could just do a full 8 hours all in one setting there. But I don't know. You get older, Dean. You know how that is. NAWRO, back over to you.
I think my struggle is I don't know what time to actually go down to make it to where I don't, you know, naturally just get up. So, like last night, I laid down at about 8. I think I was asleep by maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I was up by 3:30.
Now, that right there almost sounds like my normal schedule, as crazy as it might sound. So, yeah, the days of staying up really late for me, I can do it for special occasions, you know, if you got, you know, people over or party or whatever, you know, some holiday gathering. Yeah, I can do it. But, yeah, typically, man, I just knock right out and it gets too late.
Yeah, copy that. As much as I hate it because I feel like it just kind of diminishes how much I can get done in a day, but I really thrive in the nighttime stuff. I can be so much more productive in some regards, but then when it comes to the day-to-day family stuff, I feel like I get nothing done. So I try not to thrive in that environment.
Well, of course, in my former career, let's say, I did all three shifts, and I enjoyed working midnights, the actual work doing that, but I didn't enjoy having to, you know, sleep during the day when the rest of the family is doing stuff, so that was always hard, but I did have a good run on afternoons. Afternoons was good because I could get home like 12 midnight, sleep, and then you're still up for day shifts, so that worked out for many years. And, of course, we got shift differential as well, so you do get paid for the off shifts a little bit better than days. But of course, eventually ended up as an admin, so I was on days for the last tail end of it. So, but you'll probably do the same, I would imagine, unless they got a different system over there.
Yeah, we'll see. If I can avoid it, I'm gonna try to keep to days. I mean, unless there's no reason, but I would prefer to stick to days. Yeah, I heard of the school, so I'm gonna say 73 for a bit, but I'm monitoring 7.2 and
copy that, Dean. Have a good one. Yeah, I'll be monitoring today too, unless I go to a movie in the afternoon. To be determined on that. Have a good one. NAWRO, clear.
73, KE8LAX, clear.
KE8LAX.
KZAK Joe, statewide 1.
KE8LAX. Yeah, I should have stayed home.
Apparently, Oakland County didn't get the memo that they needed to run the plows this morning.
Well, McComb got the message because they're driving down here and pegging people with rock salt.
Yeah, pretty much right when I...
Earlier in the year. Yeah, early last year, you know, like Lake 24 and stuff like that, and we're coming back on this. And my coworker had a full-size van like I do now, and well, he ended up sideways on the freeway for a minute.
And at the start of it, there were two pickup trucks in the ditch and two work vans that spun around and went the other way. Hit the guardrail in the ditch. Yeah, the roads are pretty awful, at least I-75 in Oakland County.
And my coworker's got to go to Bay City today if he's not already on his way. Oh, he might be there already.
Yeah, if he's not one of the ones to spin around backwards. Yeah. Once you hit Genesee County, it was fine. So, I don't know if he was driving through Oakland or not, but yeah, it's just... Pretty much right. Right when I was looking at the ski hill, it just went to garbage.
Yeah, you figured that they, you know, Oakland County is one of the richest counties in the state, and they can't put salt down on the roads.
Yeah, I don't know. It took down one of my greatest classics here. It doesn't even look like they plowed. It's just two tracks.
But isn't this weather supposed to, you know, the weather statement said it's like, what, 10 o'clock today? Hopefully they'll get the salt on enough that the sun will help melt it.
Yeah, it needs to warm up a bit. Salt doesn't work when it's this cold. But, yeah, we're supposed to get a few more inches Wednesday to Thursday. Seems to be the thing this winter is they're just getting peppered to dust with 1 or 2 inches here and there.
That's enough to make the roads crappy.
Yeah, it's nice when you get a nice good, you know, 4 to 6 or even more just to get it out of the way. Daily 1 inch.
Taking my time and just kind of muck.
Anyway, after 2 hours on the road, I'm finally back pulling in, so I will say so.
Almost to my ortho surgeon. I'll check him. JCKJO.
WAP. N8WRO from KE8WUO.
Yes, sir. Somehow I figured you'd be calling me here.
You are clairvoyant, I think. So I saw your email, and it's funny because I sort of already started that. Looks like you made a folder on 120, and I made a folder one day before called Member Files. And I put in my own member files as a guide for how to build the structure of the folder. However, what you have there will work just fine. So you could take my file and move it over to yours, and we'll just use your naming and your naming convention. So let me know if that works for you.
Yeah, that'd be perfectly fine, John. Just I can do it the other way as well, too. But I take your judgment on which way to go, yours over here or the ones I created over in your area.
So the only thing I see in your ARPSC member training records folder is it might need to be a little bit more specific. Because eventually we'll have more than one Jason, more than one Gary, more than one John. You do have a Brian M, so it seems like you, and I think we do have more than one Brian. I would just do the unit number and then maybe their full first last name, and that should suffice. You don't have to type out training file each time, but you're more than welcome to. It's your folder. So, but the only thing I would say is, you know, maybe we think about adding last name. Last name, maybe call sign, just in case, like, you know, there's going to be times where you might be digging in this folder and you don't remember the guy's name, but you're hearing him on the radio and he's telling you his call sign. So whatever you want to do, but the only thing I see mainly is maybe last names would be helpful.
NAWRO, copy that, John. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll move yours over and do that format. And, yeah, training file is not even needed, that word. So, yeah, not a problem. I'll take care of it. Just wanted to make sure we're on the right track. And what was the last question below in blue? Let me check that. Yeah, there's only 7 folders in there. I'll put mine, so there'll be 8. Yours is 9. There's no reason to make any empty folders because if, assuming we don't get any files, when that routine does become available, no priority on that, by the way, but when it does, they create their own folder. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, you can create the folders as you deem necessary, but hopefully very soon here I will update the website to permit that. Wow, I'm surprised at how far Darren's gotten. He's kicking butt, eh? I'll update the website so that members can automatically upload forms, and if their folder doesn't exist, then the script will make one.
And all of that is very helpful. I'll take care of it right now. Thanks, John. NAWRO after you.
All right, sounds good. I'll try to get that upload thing working soon. Once you revamp the folder names, I'll take a look at that and try to figure out a way to reproduce that in scripts. For now, this is Kate.
Copy that again.
K8FCR, KY1 Mobile.
Hello? Hello?
There's no Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
KFADGQ, this is KV8JF. Go ahead.